Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
The following program is a paid promotion sponsored by Peak Financial Freedom Group. Welcome to another edition of the Peak Financial Freedom Hour, where we put the focus on retirement and how to get the most out of our financial lives. This show will focus on reducing risk, cutting fees, maximizing income, and ensuring you will make it to and through retirement with confidence in your plan. Your hosts are Jim Files and Dan Ahmed of Peak Financial Freedom Group. They are your go-to resource in Northern California for financial education and guidance. They are the authors of several successful books about financial planning. Most recently, Mama's Secret Recipe for Retirement Success, co-written with Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame, which sold more than 500 million copies worldwide. Jim and Dan work exclusively with retirees and those of you nearing retirement. And today, they're going to help you sort through the complexities of the financial world and blaze a clear path ahead. And now, here's Jim Files and Dan Ahmed. This is the Peak Financial Freedom Hour.
Welcome. This is Dan Ahmed. I'm here with my partner, Jim Files. You are listening to the Peak Financial Freedom Hour. And we'd like to have a really nice shout out to all our loyal listeners. We have people that listen to us for years, and we hope to provide you great information as you listen to us over the years and as great of information moving forward. We hope that if you're in retirement mode or getting ready to retire, all the data we provide allows you to feel a lot more comfortable and start making decisions that will give you a successful retirement. You can reach out to us at any time, dial pound 250, say the keyword money on your cell phone. So you just dial literally pound 250. And then when the tone comes on, you'll say the keyword money, and that'll put you through to our office here. And then we can discuss, are there some things we can answer for you or help you with? You can also listen to the podcast because we have all of these radio shows recorded, and that's our podcast. You also can go and watch our radio show that you're recording right now on YouTube, as well as a tremendous number of educational videos that help you out also. So just don't hesitate to call with your questions, because we know if you've listened and you have questions, they're going to be about what we're talking about, and we probably can give you some good advice. So today, Jim, we're going to talk about what we call half-truths. And I think that's going to be really important because we're going into the presidential election, and last presidential election came up with the whole problem of fake news. So that's what we're going to call this, half-truths or fake news. But before we get started, why don't you start with the financial wisdom, the quote of the week?
This came from a famous author. Retirement is not the end of the road, he says. It's the beginning of the open highway. And that really dovetails into your retirement plan, because when you're working and you retire, it's kind of the end of the road, right? You're done saving. You're done making contributions to your 401k plan. And all of a sudden, you're done getting a paycheck and you need to figure out, okay, I have a new beginning. I have to figure out on this new highway, how do I continue to get paid for my assets? And that's really, really, really difficult for people to understand. And your typical advice, firms, your brokerage companies, your bank, they're not skilled in that. They're skilled in the retirement road up to retirement, right? You're driving down the road, you're making contributions to your retirement plan, and you don't have to really think about your money because you have a paycheck. But now all of a sudden, it's a new beginning. And 99.999% of the retired people, Dan, don't know what to do. They don't know. For 40 years, all they've done is make contributions to a retirement plan. They have no idea how to convert those assets to an income stream.
No, I think you're 100% right there, in that people come in all the time, and we only meet with people that have already retired for multiple years, or people getting ready to retire. We only meet with people that have been successful in saving money for retirement or accumulating money. One of the big issues we see is a lot of them don't even know that they've achieved success, and they're still worried so much because they thought they needed to save $5 million and they've saved $2 million, or they thought they needed to save $2 million and they've saved $1 million. Well, whatever they have is what they have. We got to find out, was that enough? And they have no idea if their efforts for the last 20, 30, 40 years of saving money have been fruitful, because they still worry so much. So the key then is to help them uncover the truth. And they're just not sure until we create a plan. And you mentioned, Jim, you know, everyone saves because they know that's what they're supposed to do. But once they hit retirement or getting ready to retirement, they have to shift over from a savings mode into the mode of spending and using the assets for income. And that's the hardest thing to get someone who's a saver to do. is to get them to feel comfortable spending their money because of four main reasons. One, they're afraid they're going to run out. Two, they're afraid they're going to suffer a big loss and then run out. Three, they're afraid they're going to get killed with taxes. Four, they're afraid they can't leave money to the beneficiaries. All those reasons stop them from using their assets. And we have to create a plan then that will make them feel comfortable that all four of those things, bad things won't happen. We can help them not suffer big losses. We can help them guarantee they won't run out of income. We can help them understand how much tax they're going to pay. And we can show them at ultra conservative rates of return how much they could possibly leave to the beneficiary. So that now stops from being a half truth, and we can show them the truth. And if you can show someone that, they finally will feel comfortable that things will work out. And we know people hear so many different things about their money, and they literally are 180 degrees different. One person will say one thing, one person will say another thing. One person will say a completely different thing. One person will say even something different than the first three. And what we find is we don't think people are giving you bad information on purpose. We think they're giving the right information. The problem is you might not be the person they're directing that information at. For example, if someone says, oh, you need to invest all your money in the stock market right now, keep investing money every month, whether the market goes down or not, you're okay. Your dollar cost averaging, hang in there, ride it out. You're in it for the long run. You don't need the money for a long time in the future. The stock market always gives you an 8 to 12% rate of return. All those things are fine if you're 20, 30, 40, even 50 years old. But once you get above 50 and start getting closer and closer to retirement, or for sure, if you're in retirement, those things no longer hold true. So that doesn't even pertain to you. You shouldn't be listening to that type of advice because it doesn't fit. That fits for stage one of asset accumulation. You are now in stage two, which is called asset preservation and income distribution. So let's look at then some of these half truths because they're going to sound good, but half of it's true and half of it's not. So Jim, why don't you handle this first one? We're going to call these fake newses. And we don't think they're deceptions. We just think they have to be clarified. So what do you think when you hear people shouldn't worry about stock market losses? They should hang in there and ride it out, stay the course, no matter how big the loss is, and they'll get huge rates of return in the market. And is that the best strategy in retirement? Not while they were saving for retirement, but now in retirement.
Well, you clarified that's in retirement. Yes, if you're 30 or 40, that applies. You can go ahead and take that level of risk, as you mentioned earlier, Dan. But imagine you being in retirement, you just retired, and all of a sudden it's 2022, and you apply that theory, and you have a balanced portfolio at a big brokerage company with 60% stocks and 40% bonds. And if you looked at your portfolio, one of the biggest firms in North America, I won't mention their name, put down 22.45% 12 months later. So if you followed that strategy and you were down 22% the first year in retirement and you took another 4% out or 5% out in income, now
plus,
you're down.
Plus paid fees. Now you're down 30.
Down your 30%. And then the next year of 2023, the market still wasn't back and you still took another 4 or 5% out and paid fees. And then finally, 2 years later, the market's back to even, but you're still down 10 to 12% because you took income out of your portfolio. It's completely different than if you were 30 or 40 when you weren't taking income out of your portfolio, Dan.
Well, the math, actually, I just looked at it. I think if that happened, they'd still be down about 20% net income and fees, even with the market finally coming back from 2022 to now. They'd still, the market's even, but they're not even because they used it for income.
That's right.
And that becomes then a huge problem when you're looking at planning, and you should not worry about stock market losses. You should hang in there and ride it out, stay the course, regardless of the losses. If you're an asset accumulation, if you're young enough, if you're working, if you're saving money every month into your 401k, that you're dollar cost averaging, you're buying it cheaper and you don't need the money for 10, 15, 20, even 30 years in the future, then that works. But that does not fit. You have to think about there are two separate time periods when you're saving for retirement. And first is asset accumulation. And that's when you're working. You don't really have to worry about as the big losses because you're trying to get bigger gains. And you should be willing to invest as aggressively as your stomach will allow you to do so during that time period. But now, if you're within 5 years of retirement, or if you're in retirement, you are no longer in stage one. You're in stage two of retirement planning, which is called asset preservation and income distribution. If you're not, you're subjecting your financial security to a huge amount of jeopardy, which could then stop your income at some point. It could end your income for the rest of your life. And budget and lifestyle in retirement is driven simply by income. So you have to make sure now you focus on the fact that you no longer in an accumulation mode, you're in preservation mode and income distribution. And I would bet 95% of you right now, if you're 5 years away from retirement, in retirement, you're probably still, as guided by your advisor, incorrectly in the accumulation mode. If you need any help, like to talk to us, dial pound 250 in your cell phone and say the keyword money. We'll be right back.
The Peak Financial Freedom Hour. We'll be right back. To schedule your free confidential consultation today, just dial #250 on your cell phone and use the keyword money. That's #250, keyword money.
You're back with Dan and Jim, the Peak Financial Freedom Hour, and today we are talking about what we call half-truths or fake news, because you're given a lot of data out there, and if you just listen to the top part of the river, just the very, very first layer, and you don't dive deep and find out what's underneath you, there could be a lot of problems. So let's make sure you don't just base your retirement security, financial security on half-truths, which we call fake news. Let's make sure it's the bottom line. So how about this one? How about if you stay invested in the stock market, you can rely, you're almost guaranteed, they say, 10 to 12% rates of return, right? And we don't believe that's true simply because of what's happened in the market. And whether you go back to the year 2000 or back to 1996, the market does not show that, even though you're told that, oh, hang in there, ride it out, you'll be okay, and you'll get these huge gains, it's worth it. Well, if you go back to the year 2000 and go through January, of 2024, that's a 24-year time period, the stock market itself only averaged, the S&P 500 index itself only increased by about 5% per year compounded during that time period. And you had to go through two 50% losses just to get there. So was the rate of return we got worth all the risk we took? And the answer is easily no. If you go back to 1996 and look at every 15-year time period, 1996 to 2000, 1997, 2001, et cetera, and there's 14 of those 15-year time periods, then the stock market averaged, again, a little more than 5% per year. The S&P 500 for every one of those 15-year time periods went up by about 5% per year compounded. So was that worth the risk we took? And remember, you're going to be taking income off of it. You're going to be paying fees. You're going to be paying taxes, and you're going to have some ups and downs. So if you get those types of rates of return, Jim, it might not work. So how can then someone tell you, looking in the eye, and tell you you're going to get 10 to 12% rates of return when really the market's averaged since 1996 on average about 5%? No matter how we look at it.
Well, it kind of depends on the time period, right? There are many time periods where you can get double-digit rates of return. Last year, you could get a double-digit rate of return for that one-year period or that six-month period. But if you take an extended period of time, which is your retirement life, right? You just don't retire and hopefully you don't pass away in a year, right? You're going to be retired for 20 or 30 years. You have to look at history in order to determine how you should be pulling income off your assets. And well, yes, if you look at the history, you're going to get back to those numbers you just quoted.
Well, explain this one then. So of all those 15-year time periods, the only time it did hit double digits, like you said, was 2009 to 2023, which is the last 15-year time period because it was right after the market crashed, right? Yes. So exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, we had the longest bull market run in American history from 2009 through 2022, January 1st, right? The market just went up. Despite of what was happening, the market kept on going up because we were at such a low. But now we're at an all-time high. We are at an all-time high, folks. And the market, we believe, is overbought today. There should be a correction in the market. There should be a pullback. And if you're getting ready to retire and you've accumulated substantial assets and you say to yourself, I think the market's going to continue to go up. Yes, we do believe it will go up, but there's going to be periods of time where the market pulls back. And if you lose a significant portion of your money at a time when you're close to retirement or in retirement, it's going to have an effect on the rest of your life. Because in early retirement, Dan, you have a chart you built starting in 2000, it goes to 2023. If you retired with $1 million in 2000 and you were to take out 5% in the form of income, which is 50 grand a year, you paid your advisor 1% and Wall Street got some fees and trading costs, which everybody's paying with mutual funds or ETFs. If you started in 2000, by 2012, I believe you would have been broke if you followed that strategy, right? Because you're pulling money out of your portfolio at the same time the market's going down in those years. And that's where it can become devastating.
Definitely. Well, and you have to look at this. Even if the market doesn't crash for the rest of your life, you better be planning like it will crash. Yeah. Because since 1929, on average, the stock market has gone down by 39% on average every 5 years. So since that's happened since 1929, can you just say, oh, I'm not going to listen to anybody. I'm going to listen to all the optimists out there, and the market's not going to crash for the next 30 years. Well, if you're 60, you're probably going to go through six more 39% losses if we take market history into consideration. Six more 39% losses. We do a little test with people, and it really comes down to helping you understand where you're at in life right now, because you'll answer this question differently now than you would have at age 20. So we ask people, so let's say you have $2 million saved, and let's say you've done an awesome job. You saved $2 million for retirement. That's awesome. We ask you right now, and let's say you're 62, right now, would a 50% gain help you more, or would a 50% loss hurt you more at this exact moment in time? And people look at us and they're like, well, you know which one, Dan. They almost get a little perturbed or mad, like, you know, we're trying to pull something over their eyes, and we're not, because some people actually answer that, well, a 50% gain would help me more. Well, we know we can't help those people because they haven't accepted that they are now in stage two of retirement planning, which is asset preservation and income distribution. If they say a 50% loss would hurt me more, then we can help them beyond their imagination, Jim.
Yeah, well, again, Dan, the industry has not taught the consumer the correct way to manage money once they get close to retirement or in retirement. The industry keeps it the same. Stay the course, stay in it, the market will come back. And again, we believe that. We believe the market will come back, but we don't stay in it. We don't stay in it with our own money. There's no way whereby we've accumulated assets ourselves and our personal portfolios that we're going to stay in it when the market drops. I'm not doing it. And folks, either do the big billionaires out there or the hedge funds or the private equity groups. They get out of the market at appropriate times. It's not timing the market. It's how we design asset strategies here within our firm. We're using mechanical systems that will move you in and out of the market based on risk. It doesn't eliminate the risk. It reduces the risk. And that's what we need to do for retired people. But again, that's only one of our three buckets. Remember, everybody listening to this radio podcast right now is thinking to themselves, if I'm in retirement, I want three things. Number one, I want dependable income. So why don't you figure out how to do that? We have done it for you. We will show you how to get dependable income for the rest of your life, but never run out. Would that make you feel good once you retire? Number two, you want growth. We'll show you how to get growth, but we'll show you how to mitigate the risk with our strategies. It's unique. It's what the big companies do for the billionaires out there. They're doing risk mitigation strategies. You'll get growth. You'll have some risk, but we'll show you how to mitigate that risk. And number three, people are saying, well, I want cash to be able to go and buy things on a whim if I need to, or go on a vacation. Well, we'll show you how to do that, and we'll show you where to go to get the highest rates of return. But Dan, that gets back to the way we design portfolios here.
Well, the point of this one was to, can you get 10 to 12% rates of return in the market? And you said it earlier, yes, you can in some years, but it's not going to happen in every year. And you can't base your plan on getting 10 to 12% rates of return on any asset, because you won't get 10 to 12% rates of return on any asset on an ongoing basis for the rest of your life. It just won't happen. And if you don't suffer a big loss, you don't have to. That's the key. If you don't suffer a big loss, you don't have to get 10 to 12% rates of return. We can get between 4 to 6% rates of return without suffering a big loss, and everything will work out great. If you need some help, dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword money, and we'll be right back with you with our next section coming up.
Schedule your free confidential consultation today by dialing #250 on your cell phone and use the keyword money.
When it comes to retirement planning, focus more on income than building a big nest egg. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. It may sound counterintuitive, but that big nest egg number you probably have in your head means a lot less than the income you'll have each month in retirement.
The math has all changed here, but the bottom line is, time is your superpower. Save as much as you can.
NBC News senior business correspondent Christine Romans recently said on the Today Show that you should not just rely on Social Security in your retirement years.
Social Security alone is not likely to support you in the manner to which you're accustomed, right? You want to wait as long as possible to get that. Maybe 70. If you wait till you're 70 to collect Social Security, you'll get the biggest check.
And she says, contribute to your retirement accounts early and often.
So this is from Fidelity. They say at age 30, you should have one time your salary in a retirement account when you're 30. So think about what your salary is at age 30, and that's how much you should have in your retirement account. By 50, it should be 6. This is where I start to freak out, because I know a lot of people can't and don't do this. By age 67, it should be 10 times.
A personal pension using a fixed indexed annuity is also a great option for many pre-retirees and retirees to consider. It offers protection from market volatility and a guaranteed stream of income that will last the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Having a big nest egg may sound nice, but focusing more on income will set you up for success in your golden years. So, do you know where your paychecks and playchecks will come from each month when you leave the workforce? That's a key question to consider as you plan for what's ahead. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
You're back with Dan and Jim, the Peak Financial Freedom Hour, and today we're talking about half-truths, or what we nickname fake news. And it's because you're given a lot of data right now, which the data is always good. The problem is if it's not complete data, or if the data is skewed, or if it's given to you incorrectly on purpose. And we think more so, you just aren't given all the data. We don't think people are really doing it on purpose to hurt you. But if you don't get all the data, you can't make the right decisions. So we talked about a couple things already in this show. We talked about you shouldn't worry about stock market losses. You should always hang in there and ride it out. And we agree if you're 20 years old, 30 years old, or 40 years old. If you're 60, 65, or 70, or 55 looking to retire in the next 5 years, then we don't agree at all. We disagree 100%. You cannot suffer a big loss and a hope to succeed in retirement time. Second was you should always stay invested in the stock market and you'll get a 10 to 12% rate of return, which we went back to 1996 and looked at every 15-year time period from that time period. And the stock market, the S&P 500, has only gone up by about 5% per year during that time period. So how in the heck can you hope to get a 10 to 12% rate of return? So a lot of things we're telling you now in the show, you've already thought about. It's just everyone else has never given you the data that justifies that what you've been thinking has been correct. So how about this one? This is a big one, because once you retire, you've accumulated this mass of money, whether it's $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million, $10 million. You've accumulated this, we'll call this mass or mountain of money. Now you think that was the hard part, saving, sacrificing, deciding how to invest the money, getting to this point. You thought that was the hard part, but it wasn't. The hardest part is where you stand now. You're at retirement. Now you have to decide how in the heck are you going to use this pile, this mountain of money to create income on a dependable basis that'll replace your paychecks for as long as you live. Think about that. That's the hardest thing you're going to have to do. And a lot of people, Jim, end up just relying on what's called the safe withdrawal rate, which they think is static and hasn't changed, you know, forever, but it's changed drastically. And you can discuss, you know, how it's changed since 1980. And if they use the safe withdrawal rate, does that then, you know, give them enough income, or does it still put them in jeopardy? And what can we do by using our third bucket, which is our principal protection and guaranteed lifetime income? What can we do to use that now to combat and increase safe withdrawal rates, make them guaranteed withdrawal rates? That is the only thing we think makes people feel comfortable to spend their money.
Well, let me define what safe withdrawal rates really means. There are big research companies that do what are called Monte Carlo mathematical simulations. And what they do is they take a big basket, they throw in a bunch of stocks, bonds, commodities, and cash. They stir it up with their algorithms, and the algorithm will spit out how much you can safely withdraw out of your asset base in retirement and not run out of money. And the highest probability they'll give you is 95%. So it's still a 5% variance that you could run out of money. Well, back in the 80s, because interest rates were really high, you could take out 6%. So if you had $1 million, 6% is $60,000 a year. You could withdraw from your asset base, and you had a 95% probability you would not go broke. In the 90s, because interest rates began to drop, markets became a little bit more volatile, they lowered that to a 5% distribution. In 2000, you've all heard of the 4% distribution rate, probably. That's where they got it from. In 2000, they lowered that distribution rate, which was at 6, went to 5, now it's 4 in 2000. In 2010, most of you don't understand that safe distribution rate had been lowered to 3%, and that's where it is today. So if you're taking out 5 or 6%, you're almost double the safe distribution rate. And that distribution rate is not guaranteed. That's assumed you do not get out of the market. You stay the course no matter what happens, and you hold on to the reins of the horse when the market's dropping, and you hope like heck the market can back, right? And we don't believe that you can go through retirement safely and securely just relying on the safe withdrawal rate. So Dan, we started talking about how do we manage money in that third bucket? Well, you get two choices. Do you want to use a safe withdrawal rate, have a managed portfolio, and take out money when the market's going up and down? That's your choice. Or number two, would you rather put your money into a financial instrument whereby you are guaranteed not just a safe withdrawal rate, but in many cases, double the safe withdrawal rate, and that's guaranteed to come in every single day, every month, every year, for as long as you both live, whether you have money or not? Would you rather have A or B? So Dan, talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, when you talk about the safe withdrawal rate, one of the points you usually make is that you call that maybe income because it's not guaranteed. And at retirement time, one of the things we always talk about is, do you really want maybe income or do you want for sure guaranteed income? That would be like saying, okay, would you rather get $10,000 a month of income that could go up or down, or would you rather get $10,000 a month of pension income? And every single person is going to say pension income, right? They just have to. We know it doesn't matter. You can say, I'm not going to answer that way. You know, in your heart, you feel that way. I want $10,000 of pension type income that will not run out. That's why if you don't have pensions and your friends have pensions, you know, you think, gosh, I wish I would have that. If you talk to someone that has a $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a month pension, you know, they are financially secure and they don't have much to worry about at retirement time. Right. Well, you need to create that same feeling for yourself, and you can. You create your own pension-like income that's going to last for as long as you live and at a very high level. So we don't want maybe income. We want to create with a portion of your assets. You never use all your assets. A portion of your assets, we want to create a bucket for you, a green bucket, principal protection, and dependable paycheck replacing lifetime income. You want to use a portion of your assets to create that. Because that allows you now to double, even triple, even quadruple sometimes the amount of income you're able to draw off of that portion of the assets guaranteed for as long as you live. Think about that. It just makes it huge. And I heard a financial commercial a while ago, and I'm like, okay, and it's a big firm. I'm like, okay, they're copying us because it's what we've been saying for like years and years, decades. And it was, they say, and they never said this before, but they say, as a retiree, you need to balance growth with dependable lifetime income. I'm like, I almost went shocked in my chair as I was watching the TV and listening, because that's our whole spiel for the whole time period. Now, one of the biggest financial companies out there is using that same thing, balancing growth with dependable paycheck replacing lifetime income. And that's what everybody wants to do right now.
Yeah, but people don't know how to do it, right? They have been schooled on it. And many of you are either doing it yourself, manage your own money, or you have an advisor. And if you're doing it yourself, you don't have access to these same instruments. And if your advisor doesn't believe in the strategy and they just believe in the market, you're never going to be introduced to these strategies. So if you're interested at all, if you want to learn more about this, if you want us to explain how to develop a portfolio for you that will last for as long as you live and still get you growth, just dial pound 250 on your cell phone and say the keyword money. That's pound 250 right on your cell phone and say the keyword money.
Miss part of today's show? The Peak Financial Freedom Hour is available wherever you get your podcasts and online at peakfinancialfreedomgroup.com.
You're back with Dan and Jim, the Peak Financial Freedom Hour. And today we are talking about half-truths, which we also call fake news. And it's just data that you hear out there. And some of it might be incorrect. Some of it might just not be the full data. So that's what we're going to talk about, the half-truths, when you're not getting the full truth. So let's talk about now the green bucket, how we help you create income that will last for as long as you live, that's dependable, that basically replaces your paycheck. It basically creates a quasi type of pension income flow. And if you're single, it pays you for as long as you live. If you're married and you choose the joint payout option, it's going to pay you for as long as you both live. So if one of you is 62, one of you is 65, you're going to get a certain amount of income. And then one of you dies at age 80, they're going to continue to pay the survivor the exact same amount of money. So the survivor doesn't have to worry about running out of money either. And this will be our green bucket, our principal protection, guaranteed lifetime income. And this will be a special type of annuity. It'll be a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider. And when I say the word annuity, it's going to then make people say, oh my gosh, I heard I'm not supposed to buy that. Well, this is the half truths. You aren't supposed to buy a variable annuity for two main reasons, we believe. And that is, one, your principal goes up and down. It's just investing just like you are right now in the stock market. You can lose principal. Two, the fees can be exorbitant. They can be as high as 6.5% per year. And typically we see the fees at over 4% per year. So why would you ever buy something that has the volatility of the stock market and has fees on average over 4% per year? You wouldn't. you would just buy that because someone sold it to you. But what if a plan worked like this? What if you could put your money, a portion of your assets, one of our three buckets, whatever portion you need to create income, we found out how much income you need, and we put the assets in this one bucket that will create that amount of income guaranteed for as long as you live. So you put it in there. Stock market crashes, you never lose one penny. You're contractually guaranteed to never lose one penny of principal. Does that sound okay? For most people, it does. If the index that you're investing in, because you still get to invest the money, if the index you're investing in goes up, you get a portion, not all, but you get a portion of that gain. So the market goes down, you don't lose anything. Market goes up, you get a portion, not all of it. Does that sound okay as a good trade-off? For most people, yes. Then depending on how you want to use the plan, it's not like the half truth that you hear that, oh, you can't put your money into this plan type of plan because you can't use it for 10 years. Not true if you choose the right plan. You can put your money in some of these plans and take income out within 30 days. So how locked up is that? It's not locked up at all. Your income can start immediately, or you can defer it for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever. If the market never performs and you keep getting your income out at a very high level forever and your assets run out, they continue to pay the income even if you have no assets left in the portfolio. If you pass away and there's any money left in the plan, it's paid your beneficiaries. So it's exactly how this plan works. You'll pay a small fee. The average fee is about 0.9 to 1.2%. So let's say about 1% total fee in writing disclosed. And your plan works like this. Well, how about this? What if you said, I really want to maximize my retirement income because I'm worried about myself first and whatever assets are left, I want to pass to the beneficiaries, but I want to live a really good retirement. So what if, Jim, what if we did a plan that we had a client with $3 million and they said, you know, we want about $150,000 a year of income. So we put $1.5 million, half the portfolio in the green bucket to deliver income. And we deferred that for 5 years. And these people are 62. And we start taking out $150,000 guaranteed after 5 years for as long as they live. And we use some of their other assets first for the first 5 years. How does that now create a plan for them that they don't have to worry about?
Well, you know, that doesn't count Social Security either. So if you add Social Security in there, they're well over $200,000. And again, what did you save your money for? You saved it to generate income in retirement. You don't put all your money in either one of any one of these three buckets. You allocate assets into these buckets to do exactly what you need to do in retirement. And the first thing to consider is safety of your assets. How do you protect them so you don't have stock market losses? And the second thing is, how do you generate enough predictable and hopefully guaranteed income? That is why we use this bucket. Just put enough money in this bucket to do what you need to make sure that when you wake up every morning for the rest of your life, you know you can do the things you want to do in retirement without worrying about the stock market risk and losing money when the market goes down. Then all of a sudden, you can take the balance of your money and spread that out amongst the other two buckets. If you want additional safety, we put more money in cash, right? That's the first bucket. If you want growth, we can put more money in the growth bucket, which is a stock market. But we're using different types of mechanisms to manage the money in the stock market for risk. But that's how you get growth, income, and safety. It's three buckets is what you want. Every consumer wants that. They just don't know how to do it, Dan. That's what we're doing here.
Well, and the first time as we talk, they're going to understand their money for the first time because having three buckets that you allocate the assets to, and each one of these three buckets acts differently, and you use each one of these three buckets for different purposes, which means you have true diversification. You have your liquid bucket, as you explained, to spend money. You have your growth bucket and you have your income bucket. All three buckets now provide you what you need. If you don't have the three buckets, you're probably not going to get what you want your money to do. So it makes it simple. Well, advisors don't like to make things simple for you. We do. We take the next step in that we write out your complete plan. We show you an income projection for the next 30 years, where your income is going to come from. We show you a tax projection. We show you how much you're paying in fees in writing. We show you how much risk you're taking, how much you can lose in writing. We then show you how much you can leave to the beneficiaries. And then we write out a 12 to 24 page written document that shows every single little detail about your money. We sign this, we read it out loud so you can understand that. And that's how we know people can feel comfortable. So we'd love to be able to prepare one of these types of plans for you. Give us a call, dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword money.
Investment advisory services are offered through Fiduciary Solutions, LLC, a California registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered through PFFG Insurance Agency, LLC, California Insurance License Number 014013. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and securities may lose value.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.